Okay, guten Tag. In this morning's lightning, the Parshas Toldos, the Torah indicates that initially Yitzchak and Rivka had encountered certain difficulty in terms of being able to have children. The Torah tells that Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, but for the first 20 years they were unable to have any children. And the Torah states, towards the beginning of the Seder, they were obviously, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give them the bracha of having children. And Pasuk states, Parak Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akorahi. Yitzchak davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lenochach Ishto, the simple meaning, on behalf of his wife, Ki Akorahi, because she was an Akara, she was barren, was unable to conceive and have children. And eventually, Vayosalo Hashem Bataha Rivka Ishto, and then finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillah affirmatively, and Rivka became pregnant. Many people are familiar with the famous comment of Rashi, Vayetar Hirbo V'Hitzer B'Tefillah. Yitzchak engaged in a tremendous amount of passionate tefillah, pressured HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, through tefillah. And in the words, L'Nochach Ishto, Rashi says, Ze Omid Bezover Zu Mispalel, Zu Omid Bezover Zu Mispalelis. It wasn't just the Yitzchak daven, Rivka also daven. That's why it says Yitzchak prayed for Rivka, or it doesn't say for her, but it means opposite corresponding to her. So it says that Yitzchak and Rivka both daven. That's what Rashi says. The Yitzchak stood in one corner, Rivka stood in a different corner, and they both davened. And eventually, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, but it says, Vayosa lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him. So if you assume that both Yitzchak and Rivka davened, why doesn't it say Vayosa lahem? So Rashi, again, a famous comment, lo v'lo lo, she'ein dome tzilas tzadik ben tzadik, tzilas tzadik ben rosh, l'fichach lo v'lo lo. Yitzchak had an additional sort of something in his corner, so to speak, that Rivka didn't have. Yitzchak was not only a tzadik himself, but he was a tzadik ben tzadik, his father was also a tzadik. Rivka's father wasn't a tzaddik, so Yitzchak had sort of more ammunition in his, more arrows in his quiver, more ammunition on his side, so his tefillos were answered. This comment of Rashi is derived, in the most part, from a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. And that's really our point of departure for this evening. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu Akur Hoya, it wasn't just that Rivka was unable to have children, but Yitzchak also, initially, was also biologically unable to have children. Shenemar v'yetta Yitzchak, v'yetta Yitzchak v'ashem enochach isto, al isto lo nemar, el enochach isto, melameh tishneem akurim hoyu. Okay? And then the Gemara mentions that distinction between the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik as opposed to the tefillah of tzaddik ben rosho. And then the Gemara asks a general question. If we think about it, there's a Gemara samach dalad amad alaf in Yevamos. If we think about it, all of the Avos had difficulty having children. Avraham and Sarah also couldn't have children for many, many years. Sarah was 90 years old by the time she finally had a child. Yitzchak and Rivka had difficulty having children. And the next week, Sedra, Yaakov and Rachel are able to have children. He has children through Leah, but he doesn't have children through Rachel. So the Gemara asks, Mipnei ma Amar Yitzchak, Mipnei ma hayav osinu akurim. Why is it that we find, what's that about? As to why all the Avos seem to have had this difficulty having children initially. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's that all about? Yeah. Yeah, because you can see, right, through Hagar and Yitzchak, and the Yaakov had a low, right, that's true, but again, there's a point. But the Gemara is just wondering what in general is this all about. We find in each situation, each of the generations, that they weren't able to have children. So the Gemara answers, Yitzchak answers, Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Misaveh L'Tfilosan Shel Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is desirous, we have to use that word carefully, it's hard, we can't really speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having any desires or needs in the context that we understand, but obviously, B'loshim B'nei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tfilah of Tzadikim. Further, Omer of Nitzok, Loma Nim Shel Tfilosan Shel Tzadikim Ke'eser. It's an unusual word used in our parsha for praying, Vayetar, Vav Yud Ayin Tof Reish. Why don't you say Vayispalel? Vayishanein, these are other more common words for davening than the word that's used in this passage by Yetar. So it's related, says this Gemara, to a word of Eser, Eter, Ayin Tof Reish, which is a sort of type of a shovel, or a hoe, something you turn the ground around when you're ready to plant. So the Gemara says, that's why. Loman inshol tzilosim tzidim ge'eser, ma eser zer mehape chatvua mimokom lemokom, kach tzilosim shol tzadikim, mehapeches midosom shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimidos ragzonos, lemidos rachmonos. The Gemara says that just as a hoe or a shovel, you know, turns the dirt and, moves the plant around from place, the seeds around from place to place, so too the tefillah of a tzaddik has the ability to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mood, as it were, from midas radzonos, midas hadin, anger and annoyance, to midas rachmonos. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamah Samach Daled Amud Aleph, that a tefillah of a tzaddik has a certain power, as it were. Now, we know that in some circles, more in Hasidic circles than in non-Hasidic circles, but the idea of going to a Rebbe or to a tzaddik for a bracha, and they ask the Rebbe or the tzaddik to be mispalo, to give him what they call a kittel, a little note, a message that he should be davening on their behalf, is a common practice. And even among non-Hasidim, people also go and ask for a bracha and request a tefillah and so on. So here we see there's a mokher here in the Gemara Yevamos. It's not a chassidus shemaisa, it's a Gemara. And the Gemara says that the tefillah of a tzaddik has the ability sort of to change our Kodesh Baruch Hu's mood. Again, it's a staggering comment, and we have to understand what it means, but apparently the tefillah of a tzaddik has this, has this capacity. Similarly, there's a Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Those are a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is quoting a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. The Gemara says, just a moment, yeah. It says, Omar, the pasuk says, Omar Elokei Yisrael, li dider tzu Yisrael, Moshel ba'adam tzadik, Moshel yiras Elokin. A pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Parak Chof Gimel. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, darshan this follows, Maika Omar, Omar Abaval, here's what this pasuk means. The pasuk that David HaMelech said, he refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Yisrael, tzu Yisrael, and it says, Moshel ba'adam tzadik. Moshe Yiras Elokim. A difficult pasuk, even grammatically, to understand the flow of the pasuk. But the Gemara makes the following comment: Amar Bavo Hachi Kama Amar Elokei Yisrael. Lead Diber to Yisrael. Ani Moshe Ba'Adam. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am Moshe Ba'Adam. I rule over people. Right? Me Moshe Be. Who rules over me? And if not for the fact that the Gemara would say this, would be blasphemous to say it. But it's a Gemara. What comes to sound be? Me Moshe Be. Tzadik. Shani goes there gzera umevatla. The Gemara says here that tzaddik rules over me, in a sense, because I may pass a certain decree, may issue a certain proclamation, so to speak, and he has the capacity to mevatla it. So again, you see from this Gemara as well, again, not a chassidus shemaisa, Gemara in Moed Katan, that says from a certain perspective that tzaddik has the capacity, in a way, to rule over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe goes to something, right? And the tzaddik can turn around the gzera. The truth is, from one perspective, this is not necessarily only limited to a tzaddik per se, but, we shouldn't be that stunned by hearing these kinds of comments, because the truth is, when we daven on the Yom Noroim, in the Piyut of the Nesana Tokef, we say at the end, Usuvo Svilo Tzoker, Marina Soha Gzera, right? We're all familiar with that phrase. And one of the things which can turn around the Roah HaGzera, the bad decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have passed against them, is Tefillah. So Tefillah has that capacity. The Gemara in Yevamos that we started with says Tefillah Tzadikim. The Gemara in Moed Katan also speaks specifically about Tzadikim. But in a certain sense, while, we may be shocked to hear such Gemaras at first, the fact is we are familiar with the notion that Tefillah, sincere Tefillah, can, in a certain sense, overturn Gzera HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Gemara in Moed Katan speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being ruled, as it were, by Tzadikim. That's a further statement. But the fact is not necessarily limited to Tzadikim. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph, the Darshan Tzukim that are juxtaposed in Koheles, the Pasuk says, Amar Rab Asi, Yitem Rab Chanina, Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Gzero Humavat, referring to somebody who is a Shomer Mitzvah. The Pasuk in Koheles Perkhes says, Shomer Mitzvah, Lo Yeda Dovara. Somebody who observes mitzvahs will never know anything bad, never have bad things happen. And it says, what does it mean? Because Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Gzero, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Gzero Humavatla. Shenemar Basher Barmelech Shilton Mi Omar Lo Matase. Because on the one hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu rules, the Pasuk says in Kohelis, Mi Omar Lo Matase. Who can possibly tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu what to do? Right? Who can insist that a Kodesh Baruch Hu do something? Evidently nobody. But then it says, the Samechle Shom Mitzel Yedah Dovaro. So again, there it's not necessarily talking about as someone distinguishes a tzaddik, but again, a Shomer Mitzel. So we have this notion that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can, as we say, be influenced by the behavior of a tzaddik, by the tefillahs, by the decrees of a tzaddik, Kodesh Baruch Hu is ruled by a tzaddik. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisovo ties these ideas together. Om Rav Chia Bar Abba, Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisovo Os Aleph. It says as follows: Om Rav Chia Bar Abba Kam Mischatan Os Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes Gzera, the tzaddik in the Vatman also. Kodesh Baruch Hu can make a Gzera, but a tzaddik can undo the Gzera. Shenemar Basher Baramelach Shulton Umiyom Alamataser, same Pasuk Kohelas Perek Ches Pasuk Dalet. Who is it that can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do? Mihu? Shomer Mitzvah Yedara. The next Pasuk, the person is Shomer Mitzvah. V'chein B'Dovid Omer, that Pasuk from Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Omer L'Kesra, Li Dibir Tzuiso, Moshe Ba'odam, Tzadik Moshe Ba'odam, Tzadik Moshe Resalokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruled over by a Tzadik. So therefore we have traditional rabbinic sources long before the movement of the Hasidic movement, which speaks about the tefillah of a tzaddik being able to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we started in the involvement, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is desirous of the tefillahs of tzaddikim, and the tefillahs of tzaddikim have the opportunity to change a midah tova, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah sadin. Midas Ragzonis, the Gemara's Lashon is to Midas Rachamim, the Gemara Moed Katan, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is ruled over, as it were, by Tzadikim or by Shomer Mitzvah, like the Medrash Tanchuma. So we should not, therefore, be stunned to hear that the idea of going to a Tzadik and asking a Tzadik for a Tefillah, for a Brachish, and it's following your behalf is something that's, necessarily brand new or out of the pale. Quite the contrary, it appears to have legitimate sources. Now, how far you take it, and how far you go with that veneration of a tzaddik, so that's already a matter of a certain degree in the hakdom. That's a question. But anyway, in the hakdomah to the, let me hold up the questions if we could, just a couple minutes. In the hakdomah to the sefer, there's a sefer Magid Dvar of Yaakov, which is a collection of the writings of the Magid of Mezrich, or Dov Ber of Mezrich, who was the primary Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So there it says about in the Hakdomah, it says about the godless of the Dover of Mezrich, the Magid of Mezrich, Miu Chal, Saper, Godo, Shrach, Malas, Kedusha, Tarav, and so on. Asher lo yu'uman ki yisupar bofsim niflar, and he is known to be able to do all these fantastic miracles. Asher tfilos of the Diburo Hayo Nishmas, his tfilos and his statements we'll listen to. Ba'kadosh Baruch Hu goes there, v'hu mevatel. Ba'kadosh Baruch Hu make decrees, and the Magid of Mezrich somehow, we're all familiar with stories of different tzaddikim, going to Mivato Zeres or Kodesh Baruch Hu. We've heard tales of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Gerditsa and others who, had this ability, as it were, to influence our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in Hakdama to the Sefer Magid Rav Yaakov. The last letter, Magid Rav Yaakov, is Dalad Vav Bey, Dov, that's his, Venice, his name, Dov Be'er Mezrich. His Talmud, the Noam Elimelech, the Melech of Lezins, we were talking about before, so he has in a number of places a description of the Koach of a Tzaddik. He has in his commentary to Parshas Bechukosai, he says that, let's find the exact quote, he says that the tzaddik, lefidato, v'havanoso, even if they have a tzaddik, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons for every gzera, and ultimately we believe that every gzera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is b'vadai gzera, who tova gadol, is good, but nevertheless, a tzaddik can become a chatzaddik with the dat of avanoso she'ein meivin atovahu who mevata like zera he vizel milas lamito dafka a tzaddik hazeh usutav la kodesh baruch hu she a kodesh baruch hu goes about tzaddik mevato. Right, the Nomal HaMelech says the same idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes gerit, a tzaddik is mevato. Similarly, later on in Parshas Kisetze, he also speaks about this notion again of a tzaddik having this capacity. Now you should be aware, some of you probably are aware, that was a very sore point in the original disputes between the Chassidim and the Snagdim, in the days of only gone, they felt that there was too much of a reliance and emphasis on the capacity of the tzaddik to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees and so on. So again, it's a matter of degree and how much faith you place in this and so on, but as I demonstrate, I think, the original mockers comes from Gemaras. The truth is, again, we should not be stunned. Ultimately, when a person is looking for rachamei shamayim, to have other people daven on your behalf is something that we don't think about it. We really all do, and we all think about when we deal, for example, with cholim. Lamoshol, the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, this has nothing to do with the Chassidim that we were speaking about just before. The Sefer Chassidim was from the Balei Atosos, of Eni Yehuda Achosid, the group called the Chassidei Ashkenaz, not the modern time Chassidim. So in Simon Tovshin, Nun Gimel, in the Sefer Chassidim, Yesh Mispalo Acher Menene, and many times a person davens on behalf of somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to that person's tefillahs. Harei Ka Omru Ka Mispalo Acher Gam Chetzi Einaseh. Right? Ultimately, you daven for somebody else, it's good for you. And he brings an example, like Avram davened on behalf of the people of Avimelech's people, who temporarily were unable to have children, so it was after that Avram was able to have a child through Sarah and so on. Okay? And that's Hila right. So he mentions this, he says, therefore, it's proper. In Cain, he brings other examples. It's proper to have other people daven for a person, right, and you should daven to somebody else. This is also nishma, but ultimately is follow the earth. So sometimes you'll daven to yourself, won't be answered right away, but you'll daven to somebody else, it will be answered. So the concept of davening for somebody else is already in the writings of the Sefer Chassidim. The Ramban, among the important svarim of the Ramban, is a sefer called Torah HaAdam, where the Ramban, it's collected in the Kisei Ramban, where he describes many of the laws relating to Bikur Cholim and ultimately to laws of Avelos. So the beginning was called Sar HaMichush, talks about Cholim. The Ramban writes as follows. He says, there's a Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Hey, the Daf Hamad Aleph. The Pasuk says, regarding a Mitzorah, says that Tomei Yikra. A Mitzorah is supposed to broadcast the fact that he's Tomei. Why? So the Gemara says, because people thereby will see and feel sorry, and they'll daven on his behalf. So if you have a problem, you want other people davening for you. I'm not talking about tzaddikim per se, but Tomei Yikra, says the Gemara, Ramban quotes, Tzorach Lehodiyah Tzara L'Rabim, V'Rabim V'Vatshim Al-Rachamin. A person is in this condition, he's in a sorry state, being a Mitzorah, and he wants to be cured of this difficulty. So he says, Tomei Yikra, he announces, he broadcasts everybody that he's a Tomei, so that other people will misfollow for him. And the Ramban then goes on to write, Hilchach, HaMevaker es HaChole V'lo Bikesh Olav Rachamim Lo Kiyem Mitzvah. We think the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, we spoke in past years with the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, we think the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to go to the hospital or to the person's home and to spend time with them, and that's part of the Mitzvah. But the Ramban writes, if you go to Mimabaka Chola and you're not mispalel on behalf of the Chola, and that's why we always wish the person to have a Rupur Shlema, that's a form of Tila. But the Ramban says, Hamavaka is a Chola, Hamavaka is a Chola, below Bikesh of Rachman, low Kiyah Mitzvah. You have not fulfilled the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim if you go to visit somebody who's sick and you don't daven on his behalf. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yud, Perek Yud Dalad, Halachavav, Hanichnos Levaker Sachola, Hilchos Avel Perek Yud Dalad Halachavav, Hanichnos Levaker Sachola, if somebody goes to Mevaker Chola, Lo Yeshav Agabi Mitol, Agabi Kisiv, Agabi Safsol, you should, no matter where the person sits and so on for his comfort, but wherever he sits, Elamis Atav Yosel Matam Ram, Rashosav sit near his head, Umevakesh Olav Rachamim. Again, we're not talking about a tzaddik per se. Anybody, you want to visit a sick person, it's a part of the mitzvah is to mivakesh olav rachamim v'yotzei. And then you can leave. And the same din appears abosai in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeah Simen Shin Lamed Hei, Yoredeah Shin Lamed Hei, in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber, taking his cue from the Rambam, writes, he just says, he doesn't mention about davening, I'm sorry, he's not, Siv Dalet. Ein mevaker acholah begimul shos, vishom hashom bnei shakol cholah, make a love cholah bevoker, velo yochos levakesh olav rachamim. Velo gimul shos, achon hashayom shos, machpid olav cholah, yisayash mevakesh olav rachamim. It's a technicality, there's certain hours we're not supposed to visit the cholah at certain hours. Or Chashulchan writes that we're not choshes that today, but he said, ein mevaker acholah begimul shos, vishom hashayom. You don't visit a sick person the first 3 hours a day. You make sure kol chola mekel olav cholim avoker. His illness is lighter in the morning. He wake up and he feel better in the morning. So therefore, if someone will come visit, below yachos avakesh olav rachamim. They'll see, oh, it looks like he's getting better. So you won't mivakesh rachamim. And say by the end 3 hours of the day, it's the opposite. The lo begimul shos achonos shom shos machbid olav cholio. the illness is more powerful, the Yisya'yesh, oh boy, forget it. You know, nothing I can do for this guy. Right? Yisya'yesh will give up, the Levakesh Shalom Rachamim. But you see from the Lashon Mechaber, again, this is the Ardei Simin Shin Lamed Hei Siv Dalet, that the essence of visiting the person is built around the idea that you're Mevakesh Rachamim. And the Ramah, taking his cue from the Ramban, writes, V'chol shebiker v'lo bikesh olav rachamim lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. There are more rights in the Furish, like the Rabbani, passing the Lachal HaMaisa, somebody visits a chole and does not mispal on his behalf, has not fulfilled the mitzvah. So again, we see this notion that of being davening to somebody else, not limited to a tzaddik. So if we put it together, clearly if somebody is in the category of being a tzaddik who has the maila that we mentioned in the beginning of the morning, Romestav Samagdal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel at filosin shal tzaddikim. So if I can get somebody who is a tzaddik to daven on my behalf, so adirab, that's a wonderful thing. It's going to be a big chance that my tefillos will be answered. No guarantee. But if anybody is supposed to misfollow, that's what we just learned. Anybody who's mevakar chole is supposed to include in his performance of the mitzvah of bikur cholim the fact that he's misfollow on behalf of the person. So certainly, if I have some kind of a need or some kind of a problem, so I should have a tzaddik daven for me. Yeah, I'll take questions. Okay, that's a different question. The poskim all say that the tefillah of the person himself is also important. And okay,
well,
Rashi one place says better, that's a different discussion. Let's assume he's misfollowed for himself too. I'm not going to argue that point. In some way, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like from the Sefer Chassidim. Yeah, but there. Are, well, we're saying it like this. I think the idea is like this. You have to pull out all the stops. You can't say, well, listen, you know, someone else is going to daven for me, so I'll sleep in. You know what I mean? No, you have to take care of yourself also. The chiddush here, though, it's one thing to say that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah of the person himself, of the chole, but the chiddush is, here's another guy who's ostensibly got little to do with it other than it's my friend or whatever, or if it's in the case of a Rebbe or a tzaddik, what does that mean? You know, I barely know the person. That's the chiddush. The chiddush here is that such tefillahs have some form of efficacy. That's the point. But certainly, a guy should daven for himself. There's no doubt. Now, this idea of I may not get to that today, but we'll see. What I do want to relate it to is following. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. Bava Basra, Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Doresh Rav Pinchas Bar Choma. Okay, again, this is not a Chassidish HaMaisa. Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. Kol Sheyesh Lo Chola B'Soch Beiso. Anybody who has someone ill in his home, Yelech Eitzal Chocham V'Yivakesh Olav Rachamim. The Gemara openly says, let's go to a Chocham. It's interesting here, the Gemara doesn't say a tzaddik, the Gemara says a chacham, but again, the Gemara is clearly recommending that if you have somebody sick in your home, it's kedai to go to somebody who is of a higher stature, to go, that's a simple reading, one line, the Gemara brings a riot from a pasuk in Mishlei, that's a Pinchas bar chama, kol sheyesh lo chola b'sech beiso, yelech eitzel chacham v'yivakesh olav rachamim. So again, we see this notion that the Gemara is advising you, if you have a sick person or you have some other need in the family, then go to somebody who will be mevakesh rachamim. Now, for the sake of intellectual honesty, the Meiri, in his commentary on that Gemara, learns as follows. He says, what does it mean? Mishyesh lo tzad is the Meiri in the Beis Ochir on that Gemara, Bava Basra, Kuf Tezana, Bava Basra. It says, Mishyesh lo tzar, o chole besog beso, o echad mimine hatzaros. Let's not think this is all only talk about the physical illness. It can be any kind of sorrow. That's the first thing the Meiri points out. You know, it's not limited. Even though the Gemara says specifically, kol sheyesh lo chole besof meso, it's not limited only to, you know, the illness. It can be other problems, a parnosa problem, whatever other problems there are, right? So echad min hatzaros, yelech eitzel chacham, you should go to a chacham, says the Meiri, v'yilmod heimenu darche hatfilos, v'yivakesh rachamim. Learn from him how to daven and how to entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Meiri understands the Gemara. Okay? In other words, it's not that the other person is gonna take care of everything for you. It's the idea that that person will teach you how to daven with kavana and how to, whatever you should do, mitzvahs, whatever it is to sort of appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Meiri's understanding. Again, it's Loshon Yelech Eitzel Chacham, V'Yilmod Heimeni Darchei Atfilos V'Yivakesh Rachamim. the Meiri is Kodom Kol Munach, is a Rishon, an important Rishon, but that's not the simple reading of the Gemara, to be honest. Not just, in the footnote over here, it says, Loshon the Gemara, Vivake Shalom Racham, he quotes him in Gershon's Lo Mashma Hachi. The Gemara is not exactly Mashma, but the Meiri is the Meiri, and it's worth mentioning. However, also worth mentioning is the Mimuke Yosef, again a Rishon, in the back of that, on the riff in that Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the riff, the bottom of the page, Nun Gimel and Aleph, the Dape Arif, the Nemuke Yosef writes, Garcina mi Gemara, Darash of Pinchas, Kol mi, Shiesh lo Chola, Besoch Beso, Yetel, Eto Chacham, Yivake, Shol of Racham, and so on. Okay? And he says, the Minog Zeh, Bitsarfos, okay? The Minog in France, in Sarfos, says the Nemuke Yosef, is Kol mi, Shiesh lo Chola, Mivakesh, Pnei Harav, Atofes, Yeshiva, Sheyavarechoso. I don't like that. The Mukhe Yosef, a Rishon. The Minigan Sarfas, based on this Gemara, says that people who have some kind of a star, they go to the Chochem Atoba Rosh Hashiva, and he is Mevorech also. They go to him, not like the Meiri. Again, it's not, this is the other extreme. As the Meiri said, it means to go to the Chochem to learn how to daven properly and take care of you. Goris? Garcina Megemara, Darsha Pinchas, call me Shisha, no. No, I don't think so. Garcina is often what he's... I don't think he's like that. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Right, right. They're committed tzaddik. That's true. Right, right, everything. But he doesn't say... He says chacham... Right, but Mukayot, that's true. But here, Mukayot writes, Rav HaTofes Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, that's HaTofes Yeshiva. Rav HaTofes Yeshiva. I mean, that's the Chiddush of the Mukayot said. You go for a brocha to the Rosh Yeshiva. Again, this is before the Chassidim and Rebbes. There's a Mukayosef saying, again, a Rishon saying that this is what one should do. So Lamai says, Hayotim Berhem so far is that we have Mekoros Ne'amonim for the idea of going to somebody who is a tzaddik or a shishiva, depending on you know, the angle, and asking that person for a brocha, asking that person, the idea of the brocha is not that he's giving you a brocha, but he's going to be mispalo on your behalf and so on. The truth is, the Ramah quotes this din lahalocha over there in Yerodeh Simon Shin Lamed Hei, and we mentioned that Simon before, in Sif Yud, he writes, Ramah writes, Yes, Omrim, Shemisha Yesh lo Chola Bebeso, Yelechet to Chochom Shebeir, Shivakesh Olav Rachamin. V'chein Nagul, and then it mentions, it was it mentioned before, V'chein Nagul of our Cholom Vetaknesses, right, that we make a Mishaber, so I have to talk about that another time, because the Achronim wonder whether it's the right thing to do on Shabbos or not, maybe we'll give another share on that, but, the name or not, so that's it. Insert the name. Okay, not what I wanted to mention, not what I want to mention tonight. But anyway, the Ramah brings it as a Yesh Omrim, and the Gaon, of course, quotes that Gemara Bava Basra, maybe mentions the Yesh Omrim in deference to the Meiri, who says it's a different way. But anyway, maybe not, but that's what the Ramah says. The question, Rabosai, about all of this, is that if we stop and think, at least for a moment, at least at first glance, we will come to the conclusion that this seems to be against a well-known principle, which the Rambam seems to outline as one of the Yud Gimli Kar Emunah. We look in the Animamins, you know, that's printed in most of Durim after Shachris. We'll see in a second. Animamin number Hey, it was printed in Arsa Durim here. Animamin Bemunah Shalema, Shehabore Yisborach Shemo, Lo Levado Ra'ui Lispalel, Ve'ein Lezu Aso Ra'ui Lispalel. The Rambam says, Ikar number 5, according to this list, is that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one you can dive into. You don't go to other people. That we don't have intermediaries and so on. That's the simple reading of the Animam. Now, the fact is that there are those who say, therefore, if you look at this, and this is another shiur, maybe we'll talk about it later this year, even the whole idea of petitioning Malachim. That's another shiur. You know, there's a whole tumult with regards to Slichas. You know, many to the end of the Slichas, Machnise Rachamim. Well, maybe we have Malachim, yeah, we have a few plays of Malachim. Malachim, go, okay, we'll see. Maybe we'll talk about that. But the fact is, at the end of Slichas, I think one year Rosh Hashanah I talked about it, but at the end of the Slichas, we have Machnisei Rachamim, so that some people do say it, some people don't say it. You know, a little bit of a tumult about that, or various other Slichas, Piyutim, that I know in the art school edition of Slichos, so they have each time one of those things, there's a footnote, and they direct you to the front of the book, where they have a little outline, the appropriateness of petitioning to Malachim. But in any event, many claim that this is against the fifth Iker of the Rambam, where it says, Shabor is Baruch Hu, about it. Every person has a direct connection. Now, that's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. And for example, again, in the Christian religion, there's an intermediary. We don't have any of that stuff. You can access the Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. You shouldn't go to anybody else. But, first of all, as was already alluded to, I don't know, maybe somebody here does know, I don't know who composed the text of the Ani Mamins that we have. It's clearly based upon the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. But it's unclear who actually formulated these, and I mean, among the scholars I think it's unclear, unless someone knows for sure, but I don't know, and do a thorough search, but I don't know. I think it's not clear who wrote the Ani Mamins. This is not clear who wrote Yigdal, which is also based. Menachem Emden writes in his Siddur that the Rambam himself composed Yigdal, but I don't think that that's accepted too widely. On the contrary, there were people who didn't like to say Yigdal. Yigdal didn't like to say Yigdal because a number of reasons. The Rambam didn't like to say Yigdal. But anyway, what's interesting is that if you take a look in the original source of the Rambam's fifth Iker, the Yud Gimel Ikarim, are described in detail in the Rambam's commentary on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Chelek. So, let's see if we can find it here. The tenth parak of Sanhedrin. So he sowed hachamishi, the fifth principle. Just listen carefully to the words here. Shehu yisbarach hu haroi le'avdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one whom one should serve. Ulegadlo, and attribute greatness to him. Ulehodia gduloso, and publicize his greatness. Ulasos mitzvoso, and to do his mitzvah. The shalom yasu kazel mishu tachto b'metzias min hamalochim v'akochavim v'agalgalim v'yesodos, and not to attribute any of these things just mentioned to worship and to serve the stars and the constellations and the heavenly spheres and so on and so forth. Okay, the only tachkadosh baruch hu. Now, not a word is mentioned here about tefillah. It's talking about ascribing power to these heavenly spheres. It's Lavdo, right? But what I suggest is the following. I mean, it doesn't say you can't daven. And what I think it means, huh? Oh, so that exactly. So I think it's like this. By the way, you look in Yigdal, and Yigdal in the fifth the fifth phrase also doesn't mention about tefillah. Okay, the fifth stanza in Yigdal. No, but this one he meant right. He know Adon al-Khol Notso Yoragul Samalchuso is more apt than perhaps the Ani Mamin. What I think is as follows, and I think the answer is simple, and it could apply to the Machnisei Rachamim issue as well. What the Rambam offers is praying to these people and ascribing to them power and the ability to change things and so on. A person who goes to a tzaddik, the daven, is not asking, and again, it depends, I guess there are people who have confused, are confused about it, but in the ordinary sense, going to a tzaddik, the daven, you're not asking him to cure the illness or to, you're asking him for the bracha. What does it mean, the bracha? The Rebbe Yosef said that he'll be mispalel also. You're asking him to join you in tefillah, like we mentioned, the Ramban says, regards to Bikur Cholim, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the visitors should be mispalel. It's not that we attribute, you see, the concern of the Rambam is that we look at these intermediaries, the Malkochav, Mazolot, and Malachim, as having some sort of, some sort of independent power. The Yerushalmi says in Brachas in the ninth parak, parak test of Brachas, parak test of Halach Aleph, Samach Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the Vilna edition of Brachas, okay, Ozahadar is a new edition, it's Baruch Kol now, but this is the old edition, Samach Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara there says also that it's a derech of Avosav Adam that there are what he calls patronim. Patronim. You know, you have an important king or whatever, so he's got underlings. Or even today, you have a judge. There are other people who are underlings who work under him. So sometimes you figure, you know what, I need to I can't get to the king, I can't get to the president or whatever, so I'll speak to one of his underlings, he'll take care of the problem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you have direct access. But I think it's the same idea. The problem with it is not, it's okay, I think to approach, the underling and ask him to bring your case, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you're asking this fellow, listen, you have access to him all the day. When he's in a good mood, bring my case before him, right? And if he's in a bad mood, put my case at the bottom of the pile. Right, that you can do. You have a friend in the office, right? That's something. But when it to attribute any independent power to them, that's the problem dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I really don't think that any of these Gemaras that we mentioned are in any way contradictory to this principle of the Rambam. Even if you understand it means tefillah, you're not davening to that person. Again, now there are some people, especially among certain chassidim, that may over exaggerate the importance of the Rebbe to the point of almost they attribute the power to the Rebbe himself to cure. Yeah. Right, it's the concept of the tzaddik, yeah. Connect, I mentioned at the beginning, right, I call it the normal math, I mentioned at the beginning that he has some relationship, ultimately would be, and again, I mentioned also that this was one of the sore points in terms of Mahalkas, the Sfirah and Misnagim at the very beginning, and the Misnagim felt that this was absolute Sfirah to attribute to any person this kind of partner. No matter Melech, I mentioned in quotes that it's almost like the Tzaddik becomes the partner, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a concept we also have, it's called Elohim. Some spark, right. But again, it's the idea that ultimately you have to understand that you're not getting it from this human being, but it's because maybe as a director connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in any event, that's the, I don't think it's a contradiction to this principle of the Rambam. So and the truth of the matter is, by the way, just to add quickly, we have this concept of not only going to somebody who is a tzaddik, but we have a concept of going, it's brought down in the Shohar, of going to a mace. Now the Gemara says in Tainus, okay, but one second, let's see. That's a separate issue, but a related issue, obviously. The Gemara in Tainus, Tez Zion of an Aleph, the Mishnah says that on a fast day, when there's a lack of rain or some other tzara on the community, so they would go out to the Beis HaKvaros. So the Gemara has a machlokas on Tez Zion of an Aleph and Tainus, two reasons why would they go to, why would they have to go daven and so on by the Beis HaKvaros? Forget about how close they were to the graves right now. But anyway, why would they have to go daven to the, why would they go daven in a Beis HaKvaros? So one opinion is, on a simple level, you go to the Beis HaKvaros and it's almost symbolic. As if to say, we're going to be here in a minute if it doesn't rain. That's like the petition for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need the rain, and we're not going to get rain, then we're going to end up just like these people. It's a motivational tool. However, there's a second reason in the Gemara that, in fact, you go to the Beis HaKvaros because you want the neshamos, the tzaddikim there, so to speak, to daven on behalf of you. Again, not the Doris Elamason said that they couldn't do anything to change it, but these neshamos can maybe to have some greater access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they can, they can accomplish something that way. So that's the Gemara says. My Benawi, Amar, this is Pligiba, Loma Yotzno Esakoros, Pligiba, later Bacham, Rochanina, Chadama, Hare, Ono, Chashuva, Lepanecha, Kemason. We're like Mason, that's the first reason. The Chadama, Kadeshi, Vakshol, and Mason, Rachamin. Okay? My Benawi, Ike Benawi, Kibayakum. Is there any cemetery Jewish there? You can ask them to dominate your behalf, so it's better to go to the Jewish cemetery where the Shamas may care. But if it's just a symbolic gesture, then perhaps not. Rabbi Akiva Eger, yeah, correct. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the bottom of the page, sends you the Tosas Sota Lamed Dalam of Beis. So if you go there, Tosas ties this in, the Dibra Maskel Mar Sovar, I'm sorry, Dibra Maskel Avosai Bikshu Alai Rachamim, it ties it into the general question, what did the Mason know? Did the Mason know what's going on in this world? Did the Mason not know what's going on in this world? That's a machlokes, different conflicting Gemaras that Tosas here deals with in Sota. But in any event, Tosas also assumes you're going out to the Beis HaKvaros, Kadesh Yivak Shualim, Mason Rachamim. So even there, you're going because somebody else, so to speak, but not be davening to the Mason, but the Mason are assisting you, the Neshamas are assisting you in communicating, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Okay, if you're home. Well, okay, according to that. But, yeah. Yes. No. It's hard to say. I mean, certainly in terms of the Mason, if you're obviously Gemara, the Gemara says it's a Mishnah. I mean, the question is, what came first? And the Mishnah says you go to the Beis HaKvaros to daven. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara's trying. Yeah. Okay. I, I understand what you're saying, but okay, but I believe that it's documentable enough, it's shown tonight, that you don't have to view it that way. And the truth is, in the Shulchan Aruch, it comes in the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Hilchos Taanis. Then we thought. Right. So now, but again, it's a Mishnah, so it's hard to, hard to dismiss that so quickly. The Shulchan Aruch says in the end of Simon Tavkuf Ayin Tes, also speaks about going to the Beis HaKvaros, Tavkuf Ayin Tes, and the Shavur there mentioned a chilek regarding, Beis HaKvaros of Akusim or not, the Mishavurus of Katan Yadalad. The only thing is that when it comes to a minig, and then very next to two simanim later, Tavkuf Payalev, there's a minig of Rosh Hashanah to go to a Beis HaKvaros in there, that everyone quotes in the Maharil, that it's, you have to be careful, and you're not asking the Mason, but if you think about it, every husband practically go to, it may be a Melech Yosher, right? Every masbid uses that expression. The Neshama should be a Melech Yosher. So we do have this concept that's pretty firmly entrenched. What's the idea? Leave out the Mason situation. This will finish. What's the idea of, how does this work? So it's interesting. What's the idea of asking somebody to daven? A guy's doing you a favor. Tzaddik, and how does it work? I mean, just conceptually, how does it work to have somebody else daven? So the Chacham Sofer in a tshuva, and Chelek Arachayim Shimon Kuf Samachvav, Chelek Arachayim Shimon Kuf Samachvav, he writes, he's talking about the issue of Malachim, which is not for us now, but he said, Al Derech Zeh, Hamisfalel Al Chaveru Tzorech Sheyechla Atzmo Olav, Pireh Sheyireh Ki'ilu Gam Hu Chole. The idea is as follows. What is it that a tzaddik will do? A tzaddik is going to, if the person's a real tzaddik, when somebody comes to the tzaddik and says, Rebbe, I have this problem, that problem, the other problem, so he is going to share in the tzar. And now it becomes his tzar also. I once heard from Usher Weiss that when the previous vision of Rebbe died, so his sons took over. He has one visit to Muncie and the older brother in Bnei Brak. So the story I heard was that the vision of Rebbe in Muncie, so all of a sudden now he's a Rebbe, so the people are bringing Kriplach and making all kinds of requests. He went to the Kreuzenberger Rebbe, Rav Asher Weiss, the Talmud of the previous Kreuzenberger Rebbe. So he said, the visitor Rebbe went to the Kreuzenberger Rebbe to ask him, what do I do? People are bringing me Kriplach and they're sharing these problems. What kavanos am I supposed to have? So he said, the Kreuzenberger Rebbe said, very simple. You have to feel the pain of the people coming. That's what you have to feel. Okay, people are coming to you with issues. You have to feel their pain. What's the other? Some sofer says it. Some sofer says, "Al derech zeh mispalel chaveru tzorech sheyech la'atzmo olav pireh sheyireh ki'ilu gam hu chole." Is this, how would you react if this was your son, your wife, your brother, whatever? Right? You have to view yourself that way. And the idea is that's it. And he says, therefore, it's better for somebody else. Not that you're doing it on behalf of someone else. It now becomes your problem. So not only is it two are better than one, now two people complaining, but I think it's something else as well. Okay? I think it's like this. I once heard, I can't remember exactly where I heard it, but told over in the past also, that, we say, we didn't say it today because we're Scottish, but in Sidkoska, one of the psukim says, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabo. Your justice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plumbs to the depths, so to speak. Mishpatecha Tahom Rabo. What does that mean? If a person in any court, a human court, a secular court, even a bezdin, gets tried for something, so the penalty is assessed. Even though the truth is, if I'm going to be thrown into jail, so maybe I deserve to be thrown into jail, but does my wife deserve that her husband's in jail? Does my children deserve that their father's in jail? Maybe not. But that's the way the system has to work. A human judge is not capable of taking into account all these other factors. After all, if somebody's punished, it doesn't just impact him, it impacts everybody else in his circle. Kadosh Baruch Hu meets out justice in a manner of Mishpatecha Tahom Rabo. He takes into account what everybody deserves. That's the idea of Mishpatecha Tahom Rabo. Now, that being the case, if that's true, to apply that to what the Chacham Sofer said, I think the idea is like this. If you go to somebody and somebody really feels that now this becomes his cause as well, so maybe this person who came to the Rebbe deserves to have this illness or deserves to have this sorrow. But now that the tzaddik is also feeling upset, he doesn't deserve to be punished. It bothers me so much if this guy is suffering, right? So now if he's not going to recover from this illness, he's going to have this sorrow in life, it's going to hurt me too. I don't deserve it. So that's the idea. It's another person, other people from Klal Yisrael empathizing with that person. Just to finish, the Maram Shik, who's the Talmud of Chacham Sofer, writes in one of his tshuvas in Aruch Chaim, Reish Tzadi Gimel, he says, basically a similar idea. In Boyim HaChayim Beis Sar, he writes about going to a Kever Mason, okay? In Boyim HaChayim Beis Sar, Kever HaMason, Lomar She'en Lehen Yeshua, Mo Yachalim in HaShamayim, Bevada HaMason Mitzdarim Tvei, right? It's going to disturb the Neshama to the person. His judgment, the Neshama's judgment is going to be, is more painful to him, so to speak. Okay? Al Derech Zeh Shaper Muvan, Tfilas Acherim, Ba'ad Odom. Shapuhula Gamken, Al Derech Zeh Shayin Eh Tzadik, HaMitzar, Bitzaras Acherim. If this punishment is going to come upon somebody who doesn't deserve that punishment, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to respond so as not to hurt the other person. And he says, and really he quotes from the Baal HaKedah in Parshas Vayigash that that was Yehuda's whole petition to Yosef, not knowing it was Yosef, regarding Binyamin. Maybe he does get to throw him to jail, but look what's going to do to our old father. Right? That's not fair to him. Binyamin stole the cup good, so he deserves to be thrown to jail, but the father's going to die. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, Yehuda's whole petition. And therefore, that's what Chazal wants here. Yeah. For him, Well, you answered before. However, so the Maram Shik, just to finish up, Rabbi Yosai, Ulechat, therefore, also lispala aleim sham litzu tov avureinu shebezen osanam koach, asroris, right? To say that they have the choice, the ability to make things better or worse, that's against the Rambam Zikari, and that you can't do. But to go ahead and elamodia tsaru lahem, she is tsar. But to be modia my tsar to somebody else, he should also feel bad. So that's okay. The alkein ain lanu mokum lesser tfilazu. We should not ask for such a tfil. And other Rabba, it seems to me, the Imam Sheikh doesn't quote it, but that's what the Gemara in Baba Basra means. Not the way the Meiri learned it, but the way that the Mukel said, when you go to Rosh Hashiva, you go to somebody else, he davens your behalf. I think this is not in conflict with the Rambam, and there's ample source and ample makor for this kind of concept, provided the person has the right ideas in mind. You want a good tovach and a good mechodesh.